big red dog.
Clifford needed Emily, so she chose him for her own. And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal.
Clifford.
He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island and their many new friends. They're to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all.
I love Clifford, the big red dog.
Big, isn't it? So what are you kids gonna do in the parade this year, Emily Elizabeth?
Charlie and I aren't sure yet.
But whatever it is, it's gonna be great.
Yeah, see you later, Mr. Kibble. This is gonna be the best Birdwell Island parade ever. Look at Mr. Miori's float.
I think he could use some help.
Good job, Clifford!
Yeah!
What was that?
I don't know.
Hey! That's my twirling baton!
So that's what it is!
I need that baton for the parade. I'm gonna march with the high school band. Wow, that's great, Jetta!
Emily and I are going to make a float for the parade.
Yeah, now all we have to do is decide what kind of float we're gonna make.
Sports?
Sure, we all love sports, even Clifford. Look at him playing tag.
I think he loves the ocean as much as he loves sports. How about a float with an ocean theme?
I guess we could, but I kind of wanted to do a sports thing.
I think Clifford likes both ideas.
Uh-oh, I just remembered. I promised Mom I'd help unpack some new stuff for the store. You stay with Charlie and keep thinking, Clifford. I'll meet you guys at my house in an hour.
We'll have a great idea ready and waiting for you. What do you think, Clifford? A sports float could be fun, but I kind of like the ocean. Hey, I know. We can make a pirate ship float. You'd make a great ship. And I'd make a great pirate. Come on, Clifford. Let's make it and surprise Emily.
Woof, woof.
Whoa!
That put some bounce in my day.
Wait till I tell Charlie my idea for a basketball float. He's gonna love it.
Ahoy, Emily!
Wow! What's going on?
What do you think? It's our float! Isn't it cool?
Well, yeah, it's okay. But now I want to make a basketball float.
A basketball float? How would that work?
Help me take the pirate ship stuff off of Clifford and I'll show you. I promise you'll like it.
Well, okay. We can try. But I really like my pirate ship.
There! Doesn't this look great?
Well, yeah. It looks okay. But I thought the pirate ship looked better.
It's gonna look even better when we're up on the court in our basketball uniforms.
Pirate costumes would be more fun.
Well, I think basketball uniforms are better, and I like this float.
What was wrong with my float?
Nothing. Mine is just better.
Well, I think mine is better.
Then why don't you go ahead and do yours alone, and I'll do mine alone.
Fine.
Fine.
I'll do mine.
And I'll do mine.
Fine.
Fine. It's okay, Clifford. We just can't agree on what to do together.
So we're each going to do a float alone.
Ha! I, the nasty, evil, fluffy face, claim this land for the Planet Poodle.
No way, Fluffy Face. Super T-Bone is here!
Oh! Ooh.
Come on, T-Bone, try to get me!
Ooh. I'm going to! Clifford the really big, really red dog is gonna help me! Come on, Clifford, come and help.
Huh? Oh, sorry, T-Bone, I was just thinking.
What are you thinking about?
Emily, Elizabeth, and Charlie.
What about them?
Well, they wanted to do a float together in the Birdwell Parade, but Emily, Elizabeth wanted to do a basketball one, and Charlie wanted to do a pirate one.
So, which one are they doing?
Both of them.
Together?
No, alone. But wait. Maybe they could do one together. Yeah, a basketball pirate float. Perfect. Thanks for the help, guys. See you later.
Did he say a basketball pirate float?
That's what he said.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Emily.
I've been thinking, being in the parade alone doesn't really sound like all that much fun.
I know what you mean. The most fun part of being in the parade is doing it together.
Yeah. So, if you want to do a pirate ship, it's okay with me.
No, it's okay to do basketball.
No, that's okay. Let's do...
Woof, woof.
Hey! Clifford! You made a float with both of our ideas.
You wanted us both to be happy. But maybe we should come up with a brand new idea.
Right, one that all three of us can agree on.
Something we all really like.
What could it be?
Want a hot dog while we're thinking, Emily?
Sure, I love hot dogs.
Me too.
Clifford loves him too.
Hey! Now this is what I call a great float, Emily.
Yep, this is fun. Clifford the Big Red Hot Dog.
Hey, Clifford!
He's a hot dog!
Yeah! And Emily and Charlie are the ketchup and mustard.
Clifford made everyone happy.
We came up with this idea together, Charlie.
Yep. This is one float that we all like.
Thanks to Clifford, the big red hot dog. Oh. Story, don't you? I thought so. He's your favorite. Today's story is Speckle and the Sky High Apples. One day, Speckle, Ravi, Darnell, and Luna decided to pick some apples. On the way to the apple tree, they saw Reba playing on her pogo stick and invited her to join them. So she bounced along beside them. The apples on the tree were red and ripe and ready to be picked. Ravi tried to reach the apples, but the branches were too high. Speckle tried to climb the tree, but the trunk was too wide. Then Reba had an idea. Using her pogo stick, she bounced high up into the air, right up to the fattest apple of them all, and picked it. It looked like such great fun that everyone wanted to get their pogo sticks too. Soon they were bouncing and picking and laughing together. And in no time at all, they had gathered a basket full of ripe, juicy apples. The end. That was a great story. Isn't reading fun?
Today.
I don't know. What do you guys want to do?
I don't know. There must be something we can do. Huh? Oops. Sorry. I know what we can do. Let's play Follow the Leader.
Ooh, great idea. I'll be the leader.
I'm second.
I'm third.
Okay, you guys. Spin your tails.
I'm trying, Cleo.
Like this, T-Bone.
Okay, now spin it the other way.
I got it! I got it!
T-Bone.
Now follow the leader up onto your tippy paws.
Is it my turn to lead yet, Cleo?
Not yet, T-Bone. Hey, look at Clifford.
I streaked my window. Thanks, Clifford.
When's it gonna be my turn, Cleo?
When my turn is over, T-Bone. Come on!
Turn to lead now, Cleo?
Uh-uh. I think the rules say I get to do 47 things as leader, and I've only done 8 so far.
I don't remember that rule.
Well, that's the way the professionals play it. Swim, Clifford, but I'm the leader, remember?
I remember, but it seems like it should be T-Bone's turn by now.
Yeah! Let me lead now, Cleo.
Not yet, T-Bone.
But we're supposed to take turns.
We are taking turns. Mine's just a really long turn. Let's hop.
Don't worry, T. You'll get your turn soon.
Yeah, I guess.
Come on.
Coming.
Come on, Clifford. Where's T-Bone?
I'm here. Are we stopping to change leaders, Cleo?
Nope. We're gonna follow the leader to some goodies in here.
Okay, here I come.
Cleo, I really think it's T-Bone's turn to lead now.
The leader decides when the next leader gets to start. That's the rule.
Well, that doesn't seem like a very good rule. I vote that T-Bone gets a turn now.
I vote for that, too.
That's 2-1. T-Bone, you're the leader now.
Okay, follow me. Hey, Cleo isn't following.
Just keep leading. She'll follow.
No, I won't.
She will. Go ahead and lead.
Okay, Clifford. Follow me.
Huh? They'll come back. They have to. I'm still the leader. That goes to the swap meet. Hey, we're going to the swap meet, the best place on earth. To the swap meet. Woo! Let's go.
You with me, Clifford?
I'm with you, T-Bone. Think she's gonna be okay?
I think we should follow her.
Okay, T-Bone, you're the leader.
Let's go!
Whoa, this is great! It's the perfect place to play Follow the Leader.
If he jumped on it, and T-Bone would love how soft and squishy it is. I really wish they had followed me here, but I guess they were getting tired of following me. I was taking a pretty long turn, but I'm so good at leading.
There she is, T-Bone.
Cleo, we've been looking all over for you.
You have?
Yeah, we wanted to be sure you were okay.
I'm so glad you're here. Isn't this place terrific?
Yeah, it's a great place to play Follow the Leader. Whoa!
Yeah, let's play. I'll lead. Oops. I guess maybe my turn is over, huh?
I think so.
Okay, T-Bone. You lead.
Whoa! Really? You want me to lead?
Sure. Then it'll be Clifford's turn, and then it'll be my turn again. And then yours, and then Clifford's. You get the idea.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, then. Follow me.
Right behind you, T-Bone.
Okay, my turn's over.
That was fun, T-Bone.
It sure was. You make a great leader.
Thanks, Cleo.
I'm sorry I didn't let you be the leader before, T-Bone. It's more fun to play when you play fair.
And take turns.
And don't make up your own rules.
Right.
Now it's my turn to lead. Follow me, guys. I'm leading us home.
Everyone could use a helping hand now and then. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is help others.
Oh no, I can't find it anywhere.
Hey, T-Bone, I was just on my way over to Clifford's house. Wanna come?
No, thanks.
Hey, hey!
Oh, sorry, Cleo. It's just that I buried a bone here yesterday and now I can't find it.
Can I help?
Sure, thanks.
Hey, guys, what you doing?
I'm looking for a bone I buried.
And I'm helping.
Let me help, too. Found it!
You did find it! You're the best friends a dog could ever have.
When you help someone, you really make them feel good. And you make yourself feel pretty good, too. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is help others.